Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And he replied, "My friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. And he asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store all my harvest." He thought to himself, "This is what I shall do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store up all my grain and other goods and say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And all the things you have prepared, to whom will they now belong?" Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in the matters of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Here's a thought for today from God's reading. It has to do with greed. Now, we're all greedy sometimes. Greed is an unhappy condition. The person who is greedy is unsettled, is conflicted. There is no deep and inner peace in a person who is greedy. Every one of us at some time in life did not get something that we think we deserved. We did not get a fair portion of the things that should have come to us. I mean, we've all thought that somewhere. It might not be world, it might not be money or material things. It might be recognition, it might be promotion, whatever it is. Greed has many faces. It doesn't have to do with just material things. It can be the greed of an opinion, the greed of control, the greed of demanding of people. Greed has many faces. But let me look at this for a moment and wonder what it means to us. I mean, what will it mean to us today as we journey through this day? How do we bring this word of God to life? Whenever I talk about greed or reflect on it for myself, I am prompted to go back and remember this story, which I have told before, but all the Gospels, we have all heard them before. We've all heard the stories before, but it's not bad to hear the stories again. They remind us of how we are to journey through today. So let me bring a story back to you with which you may be familiar. Way back 50 years ago or more, I first read a book by Joseph Heller called Catch 22. Catch 22, I think that's the origin of the saying Catch 22, there's no win, no win. It was a bestseller, and Heller made lots of money on the sale of his books. It's told in his biography that on one occasion he was at a cocktail party put on by a hedge fund manager who was immensely wealthy. And somebody said to Heller, "You know, Heller, for all the money you made or you will make in your whole life on your book, this hedge fund fellow, he'll make more in one day than you will make in your whole life. Heller said quietly, he said, I know, but I have something he doesn't have. And his companion said, well, what do you have? And he said, I have enough. When is enough enough? When do I get to a place in my life where I say, praise God for the blessings of my life? I have enough. I have more than enough. I have enough to share. When I have enough, that means what I have is meant to be shared. So how shall I share what I have when I discover I have enough? Generosity is not measured by how much you give away, but how little you keep. Think about that today. How shall I journey through this day generously? Be generous with your time, be generous with your charity, be generous with your blessing. Be generous, just walk through this day generously. It's a disposition. It's not demanding, it's not overwhelming, it's not insistent, it's not controlling, it's free. It's free. Years and years ago, 50 years ago or so, when I was young and I used to go to black tie dinners, thank God I don't do that anymore, but this was something that was part of my lifestyle way back then. And on one occasion, I was sitting next to this man, a Hollywood mogul, who was extremely wealthy. And somebody approached him at this dinner, asking him for some donation to a charity, to which he refused. He refused to help the person. And one of my companions sitting next to this man, I was one side of him, he was in the end. We began to talk about this. And the other fellow said to the rich man, he said, Jack, he said, for heaven's sake, you can't take it with you. Might as well share it. To which Jack said, jokingly, he said, if I can't take it with me, I'm not going. Well, that sounds good, except that Jack is well gone by right now. He's gone, but he didn't take it with him. Somewhere along the line of life, it will all get away from us. It will all go to somebody else. And so, listening to the word of God today, journey through this day generously, and then your soul will be at peace.